I want to talk to you this morning about who lives in you.
我今天讲的题目是说谁住在你里面。
Some of the most beautiful and elaborate buildings on the face of the earth are churches or temples.
你有没有注意到就是说这个全世界有一些很美丽很著名的这些建筑通常就是庙宇啊是这种这个殿教堂。
One of the reasons these buildings are so majestic
那其中为什么这些建筑物都是那么那个辉煌的样子呢
？Is because the people who built them believe their God lives there.
因为那些建造殿宇的人相信他们所拜的那个神就住在这样的殿里面。
In the Old Testament, in Scripture, that was true with the Jews.
那在旧约，你从旧约可以看到说犹太人就是这样认为的。
When God gave Moses the plan for the tabernacle in the wilderness,
所以当那个神把这个给摩西指示，告诉他怎么建造那个帐幕的时候，
He had a special room, a special place where God's presence dwelt.
他在这个帐幕在虽然在旷野里，但是神指示他说有一个特别的一个地方，建造一个特别的房间，神就在那里。
Now that room did not have an idol in it.
这个房间里面没有一个偶像。
But it had a place where God's, what we call His glory, stayed.
但是它有这么一个地方，我们讲就是神的荣耀就在那里。
When Solomon built the beautiful, beautiful temple that he built,
那当这个所罗门建那个非常那个美丽的那个荣耀的圣殿的时候，
God's presence came again, and the glory of God was in that room.
那神的同在就降在那里面，然后神的荣耀就在那个至圣所里面。
I'll make some motions for you here.
那我今天要再给你们做一些动作。
There was a court around the outside of the temple area.
那这个圣殿外面有一个院子，这么大一个。
There were certain activities that were carried on inside that court.
那这个院子里有一些活动在这里面举行。
There were sacrifices that were made there.
在那里面要有献祭。
There was a place for washing.
然后还有一个那个洗涤的地方。
And then you went into the temple.
然后呢，才从那个院子里进入到圣殿里面。
The temple was a rectangle.
这个圣殿是一个长方形的。
The back part of the temple, the front part was larger, the back part was smaller.
然后分两部分，前面一部分比较大，后面一部分比较小。
And that back part of the temple was a perfect cube.
那这个后面这一部分小的这部分是一个完全的一个这个正方体。
It was just as long as it was wide.
长宽是一样的。
And just as tall as it was long and wide.
高也是一样的，所以是一个正方体。
And in the center of that room was one piece of furniture.
那这个房间的正中间只有一个家具。
And on top of that piece of furniture was the lid that was called the mercy seat.
那在这个家具的上面有一个盖子，叫做施恩座。
And there on the mercy seat, the glory of God's presence was.
这个施恩座上面就是有神的荣耀。
So there was a very real sense in which God's presence was there in the building.
所以对犹太人来说，这是一个很真实的事情，神的荣耀就住在那个建筑物里面。
But when we get in the New Testament, things are different.
可是当我们读到新约的时候就不一样了。
It obviously wasn't God's plan for there to be one building where everybody from all over the world would have to come.
我想神的计划不再是说有这么一个建筑物，然后神就只在那里，让全世界人都要去那里朝见他。
And in the New Testament, more than once we're told God does not dwell in buildings.
那在新约中，我们不止一次的被听到说，这个神不住在人手所造的。
God dwells in people.
神住在人的里面。
Stephen said this in Acts chapter 7, verse 48.
在《使徒行传》17章24节，这个斯提凡讲到。
He said, the Most High does not dwell in temples made with hands.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿。
The Apostle Paul said the same thing in Acts chapter 17.
保罗也在《使徒行传》第七章48节讲到同样的事情。
He has gone to Greece, and there he's climbed a place called Mars Hill.
那这个保罗去到这个雅典，去到希腊，然后他去到那个就是那个就是他们造希腊的那些神的那个圣殿山上。
There were many, many temples on that hill and places of worship.
这个圣殿山上有很多很多的殿，然后有很多不同的神住在这些殿里。
And Paul says to those people, the God who made the world and everything in it, He is Lord of heaven, and He does not dwell in temples.
然后保罗就跟他们讲说，这个创造天地万物的主，他是这个宇宙的主，他并不住人手所造的。
So we have a very beautiful place to worship here this morning.
那我们今天所在的这个地方是一个很美的地方，我们可以在这里敬拜神。
First time I came to your church, I was very impressed.
我第一次到你们教会来的时候，那个觉得印象很深刻。
I was impressed with its beauty and its size and the way it was well cared for.
这个教堂很大，也很漂亮，然后而且也那个管理的很好。
But we don't have a room in this church that is the God room.
但是我们在这个教堂里并没有一个特殊的房间说那个是神的荣耀所在的地方。
This is a place where we come together to worship God.
这是我们一起聚集在这里来敬拜神的地方。
But God lives in us if we're a Christian.
但是如果我们是基督徒的话，神是住在我们的心里边的。
Now the first question that may be asked when you think about that is it possible for God to live in us?
那我们这样提的时候，你可能第一个问题就会说神有可能住在我们里面吗？
And the answer to that is yes, it is possible for God to live in us.
那这个回答当然是是的，神是可能住在我们里面的。
The reason that is true is because we're made in the image of God.
为什么呢？因为我们是按照神的形象所造的。
In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, we read about this.
创世纪第一章第26到第27节这样讲。
In verse 26, God says,Let us make man in our own image.
第二十六节，神说，我们要照着我们的形象，照着我们的样式造人。
God has made everything else in our world.
神造了世上所有的一切。
He's made all the plant life.
所有的植物。
He's made all the animal life.
所有的动物。
He's made the fish and the birds.
鱼、鸟。
And now God says, let's do something different.
但这时候神说，我们要做一些不同的。
Let's make man in the image of God.
我们要照着我们的形象造人。
And verse 27 of chapter 1 of Genesis said, So God created man in his own image.
所以27节就讲到神就照着自己的形象造人。
Man became a living soul, the Bible says.
圣经上讲说神是成了一个有灵的活，人是成了一个有灵的活人。
So God specifically made us.So we could have fellowship with God.
神造我们很特别，这样的造法使我们能够神跟神有一个关系。
Made us so God can live in us.
而且这样造他造了我们，所以他可以住在我们里面。
In fact, the Bible very clearly teaches that when we become a Christian, God comes into our heart and life.
那圣经很清楚地教导我们说，当我们成为一个基督徒的时候，神就进到我们里面，住在我们的心里。
Now, when we talk about our heart, we don't mean the physical heart.
当我们说住在我们心里的时候，不是说就住在你的这个心脏这个里边。
But we mean the center of our being.
而是说我们这个整个人的中心。
Into our soul, our mind, will, and emotions.
在我们的人里面，在我们的意识里，在我们的思想里，在我们的所有的动作里。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 gives us a beautiful picture of this.
启示录第三章第二十节给了我们一个图画。
The Lord says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
在那里主说，看哪，我站在门外叩门。
If anyone will hear my voice and open the door,
若有听见我声音就开门的。
I will come into them and will dine with them.
我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
The idea of dining means have fellowship with
them. 所谓一同坐席，就是说与他有一个交流，有沟通。
But Christ doesn't just come to our heart to eat a meal.
神并不是说，主耶稣不是说进到我们心里来，然后可以和我们一起吃喝就好了。
In John chapter 14, verse 23, we read that God wants to come into our heart to live there.
约翰福音十四章二十三节告诉我们说，神要到进到我们里面来，与我们同住。
John 14:23 says, Jesus answered and said unto him, If you love me, you'll keep my words.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
And my Father will love him.
我父也必爱他。
And we will come to him and make our home with him.
并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
Now the New Testament was originally written in the Greek language.
这个新约圣经最初是用希腊文写成的。
And that's a very rich language with many words and many meanings to those words.
希腊文是一个很丰富的语言，然后它有很多的词汇，而且这个词汇有很这个特殊的含义很多。
And the word that is translated in English, home, is a Greek word that means a dwelling place.
那这个英文翻译成这个家，这个 home, 在希腊文里面就是一个住的地方。
A place to stay, a residence.
一个居所，一个可以住的地方。
So what it's saying to us is, if you obey God, he comes into your life and takes up his residence there.
这里面就讲的说，如果你遵守他的道，他就进到你的生命里，然后跟你同住，就像中文翻译的，住在一起。
Several years ago, I pastored a church in the state of Ohio.
那几年前，我在俄亥俄州的一个教会当牧师。
And there was a young man who came to our church who didn't know anything about God.
那有一个那个年轻人到我们教会来，他对神一无所知。
He was a very wild, rough-looking person.
很粗，然后很那个就是。没有经过这个管教。
He wore a black leather jacket and looked like a motorcycle rider.
有点像那种这个穿着黑的皮夹克，像那种骑着那种大摩托车的那种样子。
He had a very strange haircut.
然后这个头发也奇形怪状。
And the first time he walked into our church, he scared me.
他刚进教会来的时候，我也吓一跳。
He came in the back doors just like you have here.
就像我们这样，他从后面那个门进来。
And then he stepped just to the side and crossed his arms and started looking at the whole congregation.
然后进来以后就在门后面侧面那么一站，然后插着手就这么看着。
I'm standing up here and I'm thinking, that fella came looking for somebody.
然后我想着说他是不是来找人的。
You never know with the crazy things that happen. He might pull out a gun or something.
你知道，你也不知道什么时候发生什么样的事情，没准他就掏出一把枪来。
And he was looking for a woman.
他确实是在找一个人，一个女。
And she was sitting up here in the front.
然后这个女生坐在前面。
So when he saw her, he walked up and came up and sat down with her.
然后所以当他看到这个女的时候，他就转了一圈，然后坐在她旁边。
Notice that he listened very carefully as I tried to preach.
啊，那个时候我在讲到，我注意到说他听得非常认真。
And when he was leaving the church, he told me he enjoyed the sermon.
所以当他离开的时候，他跟我讲说他很这个讲到他很喜欢。
Except he didn't know to call it a sermon.
但是他不知道这个叫做讲道。
He called it a talk.
他说这个你说的不错。
He talked in a very rough, funny way.
因为他的说法都是很有意思，很奇怪的。
He stuck out his hand and said, "Hey, man, I liked your talk."
他伸手说，你讲的不错。
As big as he was and as rough as he was, I was happy he liked my talk.
他这么粗这么大一个人，我很高兴他还喜欢。
If he hadn't liked it, he might have tried to hurt me.
我想他不喜欢就糟了。
But that man gave his heart to Jesus.
但是有一天他这个年轻人把他的生命给了耶稣。
He had never had a Bible in his life.
他一生都没有说打开过一本圣经。
So I gave him a Bible.
所以我送给他一本圣经。
And he began to read his Bible.
然后他就开始读。
And one day he called me.
那有一天他就给我打电话。
And he said, "Could you come to my house? I have something I want to talk to you about."
他就问我你能不能到我家里来？我有一些事情想跟你谈。
So I went to his house and sat on his couch.
所以我就去了，然后我们就坐在沙发上。
And he said, "I read in here that God lives in me if I'm a Christian."
所以他就跟我讲说，我读圣经，圣经上说，如果我是一个基督徒的话，神就住在我的里面，是吗
？He said, "Is that really true?"
这是真的吗
？He said, "If that's true, that's going to change a lot of things in my life."
因为他说，如果这个是真的的话，那我的生命就要有一些改变。
He was very simple, almost like a child.
他是一个很简单、很直接的人，就像一个小孩子一样。
He said, "If God lives in me, that means God hears everything I say."
他说，如果神真的是住在我里面的话，那他就会听到我所说的一切的话。
That means God goes everywhere I go.
而且我去哪里，他就也会去哪里。
That means God knows everything I do.
而且他知道我所做的一切。
I said, that's exactly right, Tim.
我就跟他说, Tim, 你说的都没错, 就是这样的。
I'll never forget, he leaned back and he looked up like this.
然后我就记得他就往后一靠,
and he said, wow, that's going to change my life.
他说, wow, 这样的话, 我的人生就会发生很大的改变, 有不同。
Tim was exactly right.
他说的非常对。
If God lives in us, that will change our life.
如果神真的住在我们里面的话, 就会让我们的生命发生很大的改变。
Scripture tells us that we are the temple in which God dwells.
圣经说我们的身体就是神的殿, 他住在里面。
Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19.
你一起打开, 哥林多前书第六章, 第十九节。
Paul says there, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?
保罗在这里说, 岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗?
He goes on to say in the next verse, verse 20, you should glorify God in your body.
第20节又说, 所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Now the Greeks had two different words for temple.
那这个殿,讲到殿的时候, 这个希腊文有两个不同的字。
If you remember when I drew the motions for you earlier,
你记不记得我跟你这样比划画那个殿,圣殿的时候?
One of the words was the word for the whole temple area, the courtyard, the building, the whole area.
有一个字呢, 它就是说, 涵盖所有的这个殿的这个范围, 就包括外面的院子, 然后里面那个大一点的这个殿的这个, 建筑物, 然后所有的一切都涵盖在里面, 这个有一个字是这样的意思。
The other is a word for that room that I talked about where God's presence dwells.
那另外一个字呢, 专门就是指里面那个我刚才讲的那个正方体, 那个至圣所那个位置。
And when Paul says your body is the temple, he uses the word for the room.
那当保罗说你们的身子就是圣灵的殿, 这个字的时候, 他用的是那个讲到至圣所那一个房间的那个字。
He is saying your body is the very room where God dwells.
所以他的意思就是说你的身体就是那个神所神的荣耀所在的那个房间。
Again in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 16, 那在, Paul talks about this again.
那在哥林多后书, 第六章16节, 保罗又提到这一点。
And he talks again about us being the temple of the living God.
他是在这里面又提到说因为我们是永生神的殿。
He uses the same word for the room.
这样,这个殿又是同样的一个字, 就是表示那个至圣所那个房间的。
And then he goes on to say, God says, I will dwell in them, I will walk in them.
而且他继续说, 神曾说, 我要在他们中间居住, 在他们中间来往。
So the whole idea is that we become the dwelling place of God.
所以这个意义上对我们来说, 就是说我们自己就成为神所居住的地方。
We take God with us everywhere we go.
所以我们不论去哪里, 我们就把神都带去了。If
we're a Christian and we're living for God, then He is in our life all the time.
所以如果我们是基督徒的话, 我们为神而生活的话, 神就每时每刻都在我们的生命里。One
other reference that I would point out where Paul uses the same language.
那我想提到另外一个地方, 就是保罗用的同样的字。
That's back in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
回到哥林多前书第三章16节。
And he says there that you are the temple of the living God. You are the temple of the living God if God dwells in you.
你们,你是这个永生神的殿, 然后神住,神的灵住在你们里头。
And then he goes on to say, if we defile God's temple, God will punish us.
而且17节就讲到, 若有人毁坏神的殿, 神必要毁坏那人。
Now that leads us to the connection between the dwelling of God in our life and our response to that dwelling.
所以这个里面就有一个连接, 就是我们从讲到神居住的这个居所, 然后联系到我们对这个居所的责任。
If you look back at those verses, you will notice that every time it says, you are the dwelling place of God or the temple of God, you should be doing something.
那如果你再有机会回到看我们刚才提到那个讲到你的身体就是圣灵的殿的时候, 后面他就会讲到说你要做什么。
In the last verse that I mentioned there, it says you shouldn't be doing something.
那刚才我们提到的那个讲到你是永生神的殿，神的灵住在你的里头的时候，就提到说你不能毁坏神的殿。
In 1 Corinthians 6:20, it says, because God dwells in you, you are the temple, then you should glorify God in your body.
那在哥林多前书第六章那个第二十节的时候讲到说，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神，这就是我们要做的。
So what that is saying to us is, we should use our bodies in a way that would bring honor and glory to God.
所以我们的身体，我们用我们的身体所做的事情，就要能给神带来荣耀。
We shouldn't use our body in any way that would dishonor God.
所以我们用我们的身体所做的事情不能够给神带来羞耻。
So we shouldn't go places where God would not be honored.
所以我们不应该去到那种就是神不我们不能够荣耀神的地方。
We shouldn't do anything that God wouldn't be happy with.
我们也不应该做那些让神不喜悦的事情。
We shouldn't dress or talk or sing.In ways that wouldn't please God.
我们的穿着，我们的说话，我们唱，甚至我们唱的歌，是不是都要想到说，是不是讨神喜悦
？Because God lives in us.
因为神住在我们里面。
Let's say you invited me to your house.
我们可以假设你请我到你的家里去。
Or maybe we should turn it around and say I invited you to my house.
我换一个说法吧，我请你到我家里来。
And I knew you didn't like certain kinds of food.
那我知道你不喜欢吃某些食物。
How would you feel if I invited you and then served you that kind of food?
那你如果我请你到你家里来，然后知道你不喜欢吃什么东西，然后还给你就是请你吃这些东西，你会怎么想
？Or maybe I knew you didn't like a certain kind of music.
或者你不喜欢某一种音乐。
But when you came to my house, that's the music I had playing on the stereo.
那但是我请你到我家里来，然后我家里放的就是那种音乐。
Maybe you didn't like a certain kind of game or activity.
或者你不喜欢某些活动、某些游戏。
But when I invited you to my house, I said, "We're going to play this game you don't like."
那我请你到我家里来，我们就说，我们来做这个，你来玩这个你不喜欢的这个游戏，好了。
You and I wouldn't be friends very long, would we?
我们俩朋友做不了很久的。
You would say, "What's wrong with him?"
你可能就说，这个人怎么这样啊
？Whatever I don't like, that's what he does.
我不喜欢什么，他干什么。
Did you ever stop to think that maybe God looks at us sometimes and says, "Why are you doing this?"
你有没有想过，也许神有的时候看我们就是这样想，他为什么这样做呢
？Why are you talking like that?
为什么他要这样讲呢
？Why are you telling that joke?
为什么会说这种玩笑呢
？Why are you listening to that music? They don't even honor me.
他为什么会听这种音乐呢？对，没有给我带来荣耀。
They take my name in vain and cursing.
然后那个诅咒发誓的时候就随便讲神的名字。
Why do you do what I don't like?
你为什么要去做那些我不喜欢的事情
？If God lives in us,
如果神住
that's going to have an impact on our life.
所以如果神住在我们的里面的话，要让我们的生命会有所改变。
In fact, in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians rather, chapter 6 and verse 17, that's the second.Verse in that set that I mentioned to you, he says, "Because you are the temple of the living God, come out from among them and be separate," saith the Lord.
哥林多后书第六章，他在第十七节的时候就讲到，因为你们是永生神的殿，所以他就说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别。
And don't touch the unclean thing.
不要沾不洁净的物。
So God is saying to us, "I want to live."In your body.
所以神说我要住在你的身体里。
I want to dwell in your life.
我想与你同住。
So I want you to arrange your life in a way that will make me welcome.
所以我要你调整你的生命，调整你的生活，让我受到欢迎。
Sometimes we may feel like God is far away.
有的时候我们觉得好像神离我们很远。
But you know, it might be that God is far away.Because we haven't made him welcome in our life.
你知道吗？这个时候，这个离我们很远的这种感觉，可能是因为我们的生活没有做出调整来欢迎他进来。
We've allowed things in our life that God is not comfortable with.
我们允许我们生命中有一些神不喜悦的事情，我们去做。
My friend Tim that I was telling you about earlier alluded to this.
我刚才那个讲到的那个年轻的人叫做 Tim。
He was talking about if I go here or if I go there, would God go with me?
所以他那天他就在讲说，如果我去这里，我去那里，神会跟我一起去吗？
Timon lived a very rough life.
因为他的生命里面有很多
And he spent a lot of time in bars.
然后他花很多时间在这个酒吧里。
And I'll never forget, he looked at me and said, now, if I went into a bar, God wouldn't go with me, would he?
那所以我还记得他跟我说，那我要是去一个酒吧的话，神是不是就不会跟我一起去了？
I said, well, Tim, if you were going in there to help somebody or to get somebody out, that would be one thing.
所以我那时候我就跟他说，如果你去到那里是为了帮助某些人，或者是说带人出来的话，那可能挺好。
But if you're going into that bar to drink and to enjoy the atmosphere, to listen to the music, no, I don't think God would go.
那但是如果你去那里就是去喝酒，然后享受那个地方的那个环境，然后听那些音乐的话，那可能神真的不会跟你去了。
And again, Tim said, "Wow, that's going to change a lot of things in my life."
然后他就说，哇，那我这个生活要发生很大的改变了。
I'm so thankful that God did change a lot of things in Tim's life.
我很感谢神真的是在他的生命里发生做了很多的改变。
The things that God asked Tim to leave were things that hurt him.
神要这个 Tim 离开的这些事情都是那些会给他带来伤害的事情。
He get drunk and go out and wreck his car.
他有的时候喝醉酒然后出去撞车。
He'd gotten stopped by the police enough for driving intoxicated.They'd taken his license.
然后他这个事情发生太多，警察后来都吊销了他的执照。
The people that he hung out with in the bar were bad people.
然后他在酒吧里跟他混的那些人都不是什么好人。
Tim was a very lonely person.
他是一个很孤单的人。
But the women that he met in the bar just wanted to use him, and then they'd leave him.
然后他这个在这些酒吧里遇到的很多女人都是实际上是在利用他，然后就利用完了就把他推开。
God wanted to give Tim a better life.
神想给他一个更好的生命。
But he wanted Tim to prepare him a house to live in.
但是他也要 Tim 来在他的心里预备一个居所，能让神居住。
God wanted to come live in Tim's soul.
神要想要住在他的这个灵魂里。
God tells us what he wants us to do.
神告诉我们他要做的事情。
Now he doesn't give us a long list that says do this, do this, do this, don't do that.
他并没有给我们一个很长的清单说做什么做什么不做什么。
There are some things that he tells us that are specific.
他有的时候是会给我们一些特别的指示做些事情。
But there are many times when God gives us a general principle to guide us.
但很多时候神只给我们一个原则来指导。
For example, in the book of Leviticus, God said to the people of Israel several times, "You be holy, because I'm holy."
那在利未记这本书上，那个神有好几次对以色列人说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
You know how difficult it is for people to live together if they're just on different pages.
你知道，如果这个每个人有很大家有很多不同的想法、意见的时候，居住在一起就很困难。
If you have one person who's very neat and the other person is very messy, it doesn't work.
有一个人如果很整洁，另外一个人很不在乎，马马虎虎的，那这两个人就会有冲突。
If you have one person that likes loud rock music and another person who likes classical music, it's not going to work.
有一个人如果很喜欢这种很大声的摇滚乐，另外一个喜欢这种古典音乐的话，两个人就在一起不和谐。
If you got one person that wants to stay up all day and the other person who wants to stay up all night, that's not going to work.
一个是夜猫子，一个是要那个晚上必须要睡觉，白天才干活的人，这两个也会不和谐。
There has to be some kind of agreement.
所以这个要大家在一起生活，一定要有一些协议相同。
And God says, "I want you to be like me."
所以神说，我希望你成为像我一样。
I want to come live in your life.
我想要在你的生活中住在你的里面。
I want you to make me a house.That I'll be comfortable with.
所以我想在你预备一个房间，让我能够在里面觉得舒适。
God said this to Israel several times in the book of Leviticus.
所以在利未记上，神这样好几次提到。
He said it in chapter 19, verse 2.
在十九章第二节。
He said it in chapter 11, verse 44.
十一章四十四节。
In chapter 20, verse 7.
第二十章第七节。
And in chapter 20, verse 26,
在二十章二十六节，神都提到。
It seems like God is really trying to make a point with them.
神就是一遍又一遍的强调说要圣洁。
I want you to be holy people because I'm a holy God.
所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的神。
In the New Testament, this same idea comes through.
那在新约里也有同样的教导。
In fact, the Apostle Peter uses this Old Testament passage in the New Testament.
这个彼得在他的书信里把这个从这个利未讲到提到了利未记所提到的这些。
Look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14.
彼得前书第一章十四节。
He tells us that as obedient children, we're not to conform ourselves to the old way we lived.
彼得前书第一章第十四节讲到，你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
We lived that way when we were ignorant.
我们从前不知道的时候，我们就是这样生活的。
But he says, now we know God and we're called to be holy.
但是现在我们认识神，我们既蒙召要成为圣洁。
And then in verse 16, he quotes that passage out of Leviticus.
然后第十六节他就引用到啊利未记的。
He says, you be holy because I am holy.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
The Apostle Paul says the same thing.
那保罗也是这样说的。
In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, the Apostle Paul says, Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ.
那在保罗在腓立比书第二章第五节，保罗说，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
He means, you think like Christ thinks.
你所想的就好像耶稣的思想一样。
That's one reason why we read the Word of God.
这也是为什么我们要读神的话语。
Because God's Word reveals to us how God thinks.
因为神的话语告诉我们神是怎么样思想的。
It reveals to us what God likes and doesn't like.
而且也告诉我们神所喜悦的是什么，不喜悦的是什么。
It reveals what God wants from us.
也告诉我们神想要我们怎么样。
And so the more we read God's Word and pray, the more we understand the mind of Christ.
所以我们越多读神的话语，越多祷告，我们就越明白神的思想。耶稣基督的心。
The Apostle Paul says this should affect every area of our life.
而且保罗说这个就要影响到你生活里的方方面面。
It should affect the way we think.
影响到你的思想。
In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8,
腓立比书第四节，第四章第八节。
Paul gives us a list of things that we should focus our mind on.
这里面保罗给了我们一串的事情让我们专心思想的。
If you look at that verse, it says, you should think about things that are true.
第四章第八节讲到弟兄，凡是真实的。
You should think about things that are noble.
可敬的。
Things that are just.
公义的。
Things that are pure.
清洁的。
Things that are lovely.
可爱的。
Things that have a good report.
有美名的。
Things that are virtuous.
若有什么德行。
Things that are praiseworthy.
若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。
I wonder sometimes when I think about that list, how long I can look at what Hollywood produces and feel good about it.
那我当我想到这个刚才讲我们讲的这一长串的时候，你想一想，你看那个好莱坞拍的那些电影，我们是不是能帮助我们想到这些事情呢？
They often glorify violence.
那么他很多时候这些电影里面荣耀的就是是暴力。
They often openly accept immoral living.
然后那个很公开的接受这种不道德的生活方式。
The bad guy often wins.
常常这个恶人得势。
I wonder if we would say, Lord, sit here and watch this with me.
我们是不是会说主啊，你跟我坐一起，我们一起来看这个电影。
I wonder if he would do that.
我在想说耶稣会跟你坐在一起看这个吗？
I wonder if he would sit there and listen while they use his name and damn people.
是不是在当那个电影里那些人就是用神的名来诅咒人的时候，耶稣要愿意跟你坐在一起看呢？
I wonder how he feels when they tell people to go to hell.
有些时候那电影里的人就会对别人说去死吧，那耶稣是不是也愿意坐在那里看呢？
Those are very serious things.
那些是很严肃的事情。
And God doesn't take them lightly.
神也不会就把它轻易的就放过。
In fact, one of the first commandments is, don't take my name in vain.
在十诫里面神就提到过说不可滥用我的名。
So when we live our lives to please Him,
所以当我们的生命要讨他的喜悦的时候,
we're going to want to do what He wants us to do and not to do anything He doesn't want us to do.
我们就会想做他想要我们做的事情, 而不去做那些他不愿意我们做的事情。
So if God lives in us,
所以如果神住在我们里面,
that's going to affect the way we live.
就会影响到我们的生活行为方式。
Now, we're not going to live according to the same pattern that the world lives by.
我们就不会在就像这个世界上的人生活的方式那样。
Because this world is dominated by Satan and evil.
因为这个世界上,在这个世界上掌权的是撒旦和这个恶者。
A Christian should be an island of holiness in an unholy world.
这个基督徒就好像是一个在一个这个 不洁净的这个社会的海洋中的一个岛一样。
A Christian ought to be an island of purity when everybody around is impure.
就是他周围的都是不圣洁,但是这个岛是圣洁的。
We represent God.
因为我们代表的是神。
God lives in us.
神住在我们里面。
God wants us to show in our lives that He lives here.
因为他想让我们的生命能够反映出他在我们里面居住。
Here in the United States, we have the White House.
那我们在美国有一个白宫。
That's where our president lives.
那这个是总统居住的地方。
If you went to see the White House and it was all shabby and run down,
如果你去看那个白宫, 如果它就看上去破破烂烂的, 然后这个, 急需整修的样子。
Why would that make you think about the way we felt about our president?
那你怎么想, 你会怎么想这个美国总统的这个体面和地位呢?
If the lawn wasn't mowed,
然后你白宫前面的草地都需要修剪。
If the flower beds were full of weeds,
然后这个花坛上长满了杂草。
It would say something about our relationship to our president.
就会让我们看到说我们的这个国家对这个总统的这个态度。
Sometimes I wonder if our lives are full of weeds.
有的时候我会想说我们的生命里是不是也是充满了杂草呢?
Sometimes I wonder if sin has caused our life to be broken down.
那是不是罪使得我们的这个生命，我们里面的这个房子也开始破损了呢？
And it doesn't speak well of God to a world that is looking on.
那当这个世界上的人看到你所反映的这个，你的神所居住的这个房子是你这个样子的时候，是不是对神也有一种什么样的看法呢？
I was a teenager in the 1960s.
我在1960几年的时候，我那时候还是一个十几岁的青年。
And my parents were careful about what I listened to.
少年，那那个时候我的父母亲很小心我听的那些音乐什么。
But when they weren't around, I listened to what I wanted to.
但是如果他们不在家的话，我就会去听我想听的那些东西。
And so I learned some of those songs about drug use and immoral living.
所以我也听到了一些这个那时候一些歌曲讲到是这些吸毒啊什么这种不道德的生活呀。
And I went to a Christian school.
然后呢，我那个时候是去一个教会学校。
And one day, I was singing one of those songs.
那有一天我不自觉的就哼，就开始唱那些歌。
I don't know what was wrong with my head.
我也不知道脑子里在想什么那时候。
I should have known somebody would say something.
我应该知道在那学校里不能那个让大家。
And there was a boy that walked up to me who didn't know anything about spiritual things.
那这个时候有一个男孩子过来，然后他并不了解这个属灵的事情。
And he said to me, I thought you were a Christian.
然后他就说，我还以为你是基督徒呢。
Why are you singing that song?
你为什么唱这个歌？
I could tell you a lot of sad stories about my life.
我可以跟你讲我的生命中很多这种不幸的故事。
Times when I didn't do what I should have been doing.
就是曾经我做了一些我不应该做的事情。
And because of that, I violated my relationship with God.
而且因为这样呢，就使得我跟神的关系破碎了。But
there came a place in my life where I said, Oh God, I want you to live in me.
但是有到了一个地步，我跟神说，神呐，我愿意你住在我里面。I
want you to help me to be the kind of person that will represent you well.
我想让你帮助我成为那个真的是能够给你带来好的这个影响的那个人。I
want my words not to reflect on you, but to glorify you.
我不想让我的话语就是能够贬成贬低你，而是能够荣耀你。
I want the things that people see in my life to make them say, that person's a Christian.
我想让别人看到我的生命的时候，他们就能看到你，知道说我是一个基督徒。
Most of all, Lord, I want you to be able to look into my life and say, I'm happy with him.
而且更重要的时候，我是想让，更重要的是，我是想让你看到我的生命的时候，你会说我很喜欢你这样子。
He's making a house for me to live in that I'll feel comfortable in.
我想让神说，他正在他的里面建一个房间，让我能够舒适的住在里面。
So I want to ask you a question today. What kind of temple are you?
所以我今天想要问你的问题就是说，你的里面是一个什么样的居所，是一个什么样的殿？
Is your temple clean and pure?
你这个让神住的地方是干净的吗？是纯洁的吗？
Is your temple holy so a holy God will feel comfortable living there?
你的这个居所是圣洁的吗？然后使这个圣洁的神能够住得舒服吗？
If your temple is not holy, it can be.
如果你的这个殿不够圣洁，但是可以，你是可以把它改变过来的。
You can't make it that way yourself.
但是你不能自己使这件事情实现。
Some religions are religions of works.
有一些宗教是讲到德行。
You have to make yourself do better.
你要自己来让自己更好。
You have to grit your teeth and be determined that you're going to do right.
坚持一定要做好。
But even then, you fail and fail and fail.
那即便如此，你仍然一次又一次的失败。
But the difference with Christianity is it's not about you making yourself better.
但是基督教的不同是在于不是你自己来使自己变得更好。
It's about God making you better.
而是神要来改变你。
You can't build a house he'll be happy with.
你没有办法自己造一个房间让神满意。
But he can come into your house and make it one you'll be happy with.
但是神可以进到你的里面，然后使你的这个房间能够成为令他满意。
When I moved to Florida, I bought a house.
我搬到佛罗里达来的时候就买了一个房子。
I got a good price on it.
而且这个是一个好的价格。
But the reason I got a good price on it was because it was ugly.
很便宜，便宜在于因为它很丑，很难看。
In the house, they had long shag carpet.
他们在这个房子里的那个地毯是那种长毛的，就是那种碎毛的那种地毯。
It was an ugly color. It was orange.
很难看，橘黄色的颜色。
Now I have nothing against orange, but what goes with orange?
我并不讨厌橘黄色，但是你什么东西才能搭配橘黄色呢？
Our furniture looked funny in the house.
我们的家具放在那里面都觉得很奇怪。
My wife said, "I don't want to buy drapes to match that ugly carpet."
她说，然后我太太说，我可不想买一个窗帘还要搭配这个橘黄色的。
It had ugly fixtures in the house.
然后那里边一些那个装饰品也很难看。
In the dining room, they had a wagon wheel light.
那个餐厅的这个灯是一个那种马车轮子形状那个样子的灯。
It was a wheel with lights on top of it.
然后就是一个轮子这么横着放，然后上面有灯几个灯。
Who wants a light?A wheel hanging in the middle of your dining room.
谁是愿意餐厅里上面吊一个轮子的？好看吗？
It had no garage on this house.
而且这个房子也没有车库。
You know how the sun just bakes your car in Florida.
那你知道这个车停在外面被太阳晒是很热的。
It makes the color fade in the paint.
然后这个车的那个漆的颜色很快就掉了。
So this house needed a lot of work.
所以这个房子需要很多的修整。
That's why I got it so cheap.
所以这才便宜啊。
But I could do some of that work.
但是我可以做这些事情。
I bought a beautiful brass light.
那我就买了一个很漂亮的一个那种吊灯。
And I hung it in the middle of the living room.
然后把它吊在这个那个起居室中间。
I don't even know what happened to that old wheel.
我都不知道那个轮子怎么着了。
I think my wife probably threw it away.
她可能把那个轮子那个灯扔了。
But she liked that light.
但是我买的这个灯她就很喜欢。
It had candles on it.
然后这个吊灯上面有这个蜡烛的那个形状的灯。
You turn those candles on and they glowed.
然后这个灯打开的时候就闪闪发光。
She liked that light.
她很喜欢。
We tore up the old carpet.
然后这个地毯也换掉了。
We tore out the old carpet pad.
然后底下的连那地毯垫子都拿掉。
It made the house smell stale and musty.
哎呦，那个地毯弄下来的时候，这个味道糟糕的不得了。
And we put in new carpet.
但是我们就换了新地毯。
And my wife bought new drapes to match the carpet.
然后呢，我们又买了新的窗帘来搭配这个地毯。
And I got a garage built on the end of the house.
然后我还在那个房子外面又造了一个车库。
And now it's my home.
现在这个就变成我的家了。
I don't have the same stuff those other people put in it.
我不一定非要别人的这些东西。
We fixed it like we like it.
我们把它修成调整成我们喜欢的样子。
So my wife is happy to be there.
所以我太太就是很高兴。
And my children are happy to be there.
然后我的孩子也愿意在家里。
It's our home.
这个就是我们的家。
God wants to work on us until we are His home.
神要在我们的生命里做工，直到说有一天我们能够成为他的居所，他的家。
As you read God's word, there are some things God's going to say, I don't want this in your house.
那如果你看圣经的时候，你就会发现神会对你讲说，我不想让你在家里放这个。
I'm not comfortable with this.
我不喜欢这个。
That doesn't fit with my holiness.
这个跟我的圣洁不搭配。
So what I want to do is I want you to let me refurnish your house.
所以神说，我要你允许我来重新来布置你的家。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9 is an important verse.
约翰一书第一章第九节是一个很重要的经节。
If we confess our sins,
我们若认自己的罪,
He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
And He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
而且他要洗净我们一切的不义。
God will forgive the sins of your past.
神要赦免我们过去的罪。
God will give you grace to live a holy life.
神也要给我们恩典，使我们过一个圣洁的生活。
And God will make you the kind of person He can be proud of.
而且他要在你的生命里改变你的做改变的工作，使得他能以你为荣。
Every once in a while, my wife says, "Dan, we need to change this."
有的时候，我妻子就会跟我说，我们得把这个换了。
She says, I get embarrassed when people come to see us.
别人到我们家里来的时候，我就会觉得不好意思。
Now I want my wife to stay in our house.
那我当然是希望我的太太能够留在家里。
I want her to be happy there.
我希望她能喜欢。
I don't want her to be embarrassed when company comes.
我不希望说当别人来拜访我们的时候，她觉得很不好意思。
So you know what I do? I fix what she doesn't like.
所以我就会去把这个她不喜欢这个地方把它修好。
I keep my wife happy.
我让我的妻子高兴。
And that keeps me happy.
而且我也就很高兴。
We live together in a happy home.
然后我们就住在这个一个快乐的家庭里。
Because I want to please her.
因为我想让她高兴。
She knows it.
因为她也知道我的心意。
On Friday, she said, I want some flowers planted out in front.
那礼拜五的时候，那个我妻子就说，我们前面应该种一些花。
I said, I think it's too early.
我就跟他说，他现在可能太早了。
You know how women do. She turned her head to the side and said, "I want some flowers in front."
你知道这个女人，她就说，可是我想要前面有花儿。
So you know what I said?
所以你知道我说什么吗
？I said we'll get some flowers.
我们就种花。
They're not there yet.
虽然我们还没有种。
I already know how many it takes. It takes about 80.
我知道，因为我们需要大概80个株那个花苗。
She's got all of these beds in front of our house.
因为前面有很大一块地方可以种。
Flower beds, that is.
就是种就花坛的地方。
And she wants me to fill them all full.
然后我太太要我把这个全部都种上花。
That'll cost me a lot of money.
这要花很多钱的。
That'll wear my back out bending over planting those.
我要跪在那里种花，我的后背也会很痛的。
And then I have to keep the weeds out.
然后我种了花以后还得拔草呢。
And I have to fertilize them.
然后还得施肥呀。
And I do all of that because I love my wife.
但是我要做这一切，因为我爱我的妻子。
And I want her to be happy.
我希望她能够高兴。
In my life, I say, Lord, I want you to be happy.
所以在我们的生命里，我们也要说，主啊，我希望你能够高兴。
I want you to help me do the things that you'll be happy.
我求你帮助我能做那些讨你喜欢的事情。
You know, if God isn't happy with your home, He can be.
你知道吗？如果神对你的生、对你的那个居所不满意的话，他是可以这样的
In fact, if you open your heart to him and let him come in,
但是如果你打开你的心，愿意请他进来，
he'll teach you how you should live.
他会告诉你，教你如何生活。
He'll tell you what he wants.
他也会让你知道他想要的是什么。
And then he'll help you do what he wants you to do.
而且他要帮助你做他想要你做的事情。
You know why?
知道为什么吗？
He does it because he loves you.
他这样做，这一切的目的都是因为他爱你。
And he wants you to love him.
而且他也希望你能够用爱来回应他。
And if you love him and he loves you, you have a good relationship.
如果他爱你，你也爱他的话，你跟他之间有一个很好的关系。
You can honestly say God lives in me.
你就可以很诚实的说，神住在我的里面。
Not because I'm special or better than anybody else.
不是因为你很特别，比别人强。
But it's because when I was a lost sinner, Jesus loved me and died to save me.
而是因为说，当我还失丧在罪恶里的时候，耶稣为我而死，拯救了我。
And he forgave me of my sins and made me a new person.
他赦免了我的罪，使我成为一个新的人。
That really happened in my life.
这也是真实的发生在我生命中的事情。
I'm so thankful today that I can tell you that God came to me, made me a new person.
我真的是很感恩，我今天可以站在这里跟你讲说，神到了我的里面，他使我成为一个新的人。
God wants to do that for you too.
神也要在你的生命里做同样的事情。
He understands Chinese and speaks it.
他会讲中文，他知道该怎么跟你说。
I don't. I wish I did.
我不会讲中文，我希望我能会。
I depend completely on this wonderful lady to help me.
Thank you. 我们需要翻译。
But God speaks your language.
但是神他可以讲你的话。
God loves you.
神也爱你。
And God wants to live in your heart.
他愿意住在你的心里。
Let's bow our heads together.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天父,
we thank you for your love for us.
我们感谢你对我们的爱。
When we had sin in our life, we weren't worthy of you.
我们生命里有罪恶，我们并不配得你。
You didn't want to come and live in our heart the way it was.
你并不想就这样住在我们的心里。
But you loved us enough to die for us.
但是你那样的爱我们，你愿意为我们而死。
You loved us enough to change us.
你那样爱我们，你愿意来改变我们。
Lord, don't let anybody here today miss your love.
主啊，就求你让这里在座每一个人都不要错失你的爱。
Help them to open their hearts to you.
帮助他们打开他们的心门。
And invite you to come in.
然后邀请你住到他们的心里。
So you can make them a place you'll be happy to live.
所以你在他们心里造一个你所喜悦的居所。
It's all because of Jesus that this is possible.
这一切都是因着耶稣才成为可能。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
所以我们祷告也是奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for your wonderful.